State officials are investigating the causes of two forest fires north of Seattle. As of Monday afternoon, both fires were mostly contained. No lightning was reported in either the Oso or the Gold Bar areas where those fires started. Officials suspect they were caused by humans, either accidentally or intentionally. As KUOW's John Ryan reports, humans all over the world may have helped stoke those fires.
A month of record-breaking hot weather helped fuel the fires in the normally wet foothills of the Cascades. And global emissions of carbon dioxide have helped turn up the thermostat in Washington State and around the world. April was the seventh month in a row to break a global high temperature record. Here in Washington, we were 6 degrees warmer than normal in April. Seattle, Bellingham, and Olympia all had their warmest Aprils on record. Dave Peterson lives on a tree farm near the Oso Fire.
We've been smelling smoke in the morning here today and previous days. It's not too bad, but then it hasn't been a real big fire either.
Together with the larger fire near Gold Bar, about 400 acres have burned. Peterson says small forest fires aren't that unusual where he lives.
But what is unusual is to have these fires during the month of May, which is pretty early in the year. So you have to have just the right conditions for a fire to get burning.
Peterson is a biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He studies fire. He says even a short heat wave can dry out a damp forest enough to get it to burn. Washington has had two summers in a row of extreme wildfires. For this summer, federal officials are forecasting a return to more normal fire conditions in the Northwest. But scientists say as the global climate keeps changing in decades ahead, extreme could become the new normal for both heat waves and forest fires. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.